It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. As I said earlier in another program, we will be learning more about the wrath of God. Wrath of God is poured upon the enemy, not on the believers, because we are born again children of God. The Word of God says in St. John chapter 4, verse 24, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have passed from death unto life, and there is no condemnation, there is no judgment. Not only that, if you read in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, he says, in Christ, there is no condemnation. So you don't have to worry. When you listen to these programs, you feel like God is angry God. Our God is not angry. Our God is love, and he has made the plan for salvation. He doesn't want anyone to perish. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. The hell is not prepared for the believers. The hell is prepared for the devil and his followers. And so we have to be thankful to God, thankful to Jesus. Jesus Christ came searching for mankind. The man was lost because of sin. Jesus Christ came and rescued the mankind from the death as well as the hellfire. So we should be very happy. Christian people should not be thinking, well, our God is a bad God or angry God and he's going to destroy everyone. He's not going to destroy everyone. The Word of God says he knows how to save the righteous, how to protect the righteous. We already learned. God already put 144,000 Jewish, their wives, their children, their family members, and said, go to safety for 3.5 years until the wrath of God or the curse of God goes away and punishment of these people is over and you stay in safety. And so God is not going to destroy you as a believer. People should think, why should I go to hell? Why should I listen to devil? He's not doing any good to us. But his time is winding up. And now we were learning, if you remember in the last program, we learned in the 16th chapter, there were 7 bowls were poured. And so, the 7th bowl, it says, if you read in this Revelation chapter 16, it was poured on the air. And then it was poured on the, also the beast's throne. And as I said, his throne might be or will be in Rome. And Rome, there is another Babylon called spiritual Babylon. And people do not understand how can be two Babylons. One Babylon is physical Babylon is in Persia. But the physical Babylon is in Rome. That is, most of the people know that is the Catholic religion. And if you go and study the Catholic religion and find out the history, they destroyed so many Christians and bloodshed and so many other wrong things they did. But what's going to happen in the time of Antichrist's kingdom? Antichrist is going to organize all the religious people in one religion. That means Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist and different kinds of religion. They will have one religion and their headquarter will be in the Rome. And who they are going to worship? As we learn in a book of Revelation chapter 13, the Antichrist was the one they were going to worship. And his image and the false prophet we're doing signs and wonders and miracles and deceiving people and saying, why don't you worship the image? And if you don't worship, you will be killed. If you worship, you'll get the name and the mark. So they will be saved. They can buy and sell. So many people will be deceived and they will be taking the mark. So what Antichrist will be doing in the time of tribulation, having a one religion, bringing all religion together, and the headquarter will be in the Rome. And they will be one, unity in finances. And so we saw in the early, I didn't get a chance to explain to you, but when we study the book of Revelation, we learn the black horse is talking about the money and finances. So this Antichrist will organize finances, organize religion, or organize unity and tell everybody, I'm a good guy. But in the end of it, he says, I am God. Worship me. And when you're reading this in Revelation chapter 17, he says the beast also is a scarlet color. And the harlot is sitting on the beast. Now, many people do not know what the harlot is. It's not a regular harlot, but it's symbolic because of sinful activity those people were doing. They're worshipping idols. They will be worshipping devil. They will be worshipping Antichrist and his image. So, worshipping idol and image, God hates that. The first commandment says you should not be make any image or do not worship anybody else. So what's going to happen? Up to now, Antichrist was supporting this religion called the spiritual Babylon. But when Antichrist get mad and try to destroy this religion, this whore, or this spiritual Babylon, and the word of God used that he will make her naked, her all the jewelry and all this wealth and everything will be taken it out. Not only that, he said he will eat her flesh and burn her. So that means that religious institution will be gone. No more one religion, and no more harlot, and no more worshipping idols. That will be gone. And who is doing this? The Antichrist who was supporting. He says that harlot was sitting on that beast. That means the beast was supporting this religious activity. But something happens. He becomes crazy. Maybe because he got burned from his throne, or got blinded, some kind of spiritual problem he got, and he start harassing this spiritual Babylon. And you have to read in that chapter, explains everything. Who is that harlot, where she's sitting, and all these people and kingdom and everyone, she was giving advice and everything. So you know that will be completely destroyed. And that you read in the Revelation chapter 17. And the word of God says this beast does these things, and who inspires him? Revelation chapter 17 verse 17 says God puts this into the beast's heart. I mean, God wanted that spiritual Babylon to be destroyed, and God used their own people who were supporting that religion, and that person destroyed and burns, and completely that religion is destroyed. Can you imagine? Everything has ending. Some people are thinking we are doing some sinful activity and nothing is happening, and they think God is approving. But the time will come that if you worshiping the idols, if you worshiping demons, if you worshiping satanic things, the end will come, and their own king who was supporting them, He's the one going to destroy them, kill them, eat their flesh, burn them, and take all their wealth and finish. They will finish that religious institute. The point I'm making, this is the good time to search the living God, and do not worship any idols, do not worship any man, do not worship any other religion, because there is no truth. The Word of God says Jesus Christ is the only real God and He is the only Savior. And we learn about that in earlier chapters or earlier programs. Now, there is another Babylon is called in Persia. That is the real Babylon. And as you know, the first problem started in the Babylon, because they start making the Tower of Babel. And what they were thinking? They will go to heaven, and they didn't want to worship God. They didn't want to take the order from God. God said, multiply, fill the earth. But they didn't want to go anywhere. They said, let's build the tower and stay here. God said, now they are united. We cannot do anything. Let's go down and interrupt their building. What God did? Change their languages. And so now if they say, bring the water, somebody will bring the brick. Say, bring brick, they will bring something else. And the work was stopped. But from that day until today, all these Babylonian people killed so many Jewish people. And from that, so many Muslim religion came. And today, all this Muslim religion around the world, killing Israeli people and killing Christian people, and they are the most killers in the world. They never have what you call sympathy on people. They never forgive people. They never ask God to take revenge. They take revenge themselves. And so their time is coming. Now, as I said, the Antichrist kingdom or the throne was in Rome. But now he destroyed the spiritual Babylon, and his throne also was poured, what you call the wrath of God was poured. So I think he's running for his life somewhere else. But what happens to this Babylon, real Babylon? The Word of God says the destruction will come of the Babylon within a one day. Now, if you see the Babylon, or if you see this Iran or Persia, they are flourishing. And they are building big, big buildings. They have even nuclear energy they are trying to make. And they are flourishing. And all the Muslim country, if you go, they are having big, big towers and luxury. People are thinking going and going to this country for wedding and very luxurious food, and everything is happening good. So the people going to visit those countries, you see many, many, many Americans and many other people go to visit Egypt, Persia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and all those countries. But the Word of God says their destruction will come within one day. Do you know they have lots of oil? And if the God's wrath or the one bomb fall on that country, everything will be burned down. So it is a dangerous days are coming. But I have good news for you. I heard in Iran there are hundreds and thousands of young people calling upon Jesus. Many people seeing the visions of Jesus, many people giving their life to Jesus, and there will be great revival before this disaster comes in Muslim countries everywhere. And so this is for the future events. When the seventh bowls will be poured, the Babylon will be remembered. And when the Babylon remembers, God's wrath comes, and I don't know how he destroys, but he says within a one day, this Babylon will be destroyed. And all the merchants, you have to read this 18th chapter, full chapter. That is like a chapter 18, verses 1 to 24. You read that chapter, verse by verse, you will see the beauty of this place. Now, they already have beautiful places. We don't know when this will be. This will be coming after the church is gone, after the two witnesses are gone, after this terrible, what do you call, the Antichrist will kill so many people in a great tribulation, and they will be gone. And that's the time, end of the tribulation, these things will be happening to this Babylon. And so the word of God says, when this thing happens, the people who are enjoying right now, all the merchants standing there and crying, alas, alas. And the people who were having all this luxury, there won't be any sound of music. There will be no sound of the bride or bridegrooms. There will be no sound of any singing, but the sound of all the demonic birds. And the word of God said that land will be so much destroyed, no man can live there anymore. Maybe, I don't know, it's a nuclear or whatever the disaster would come. People will not be doing farming. People will not be building houses again. People will not be living there. But there are some birds and animals' names are given. And they said this will be like a habitation for the demonic or evil animals. In the Bible, there are clean animals or unclean animals. All the unclean animals will be going there to live. And so it's a sad situation. And it will be very horrible condition. But we have warning. You don't have to go through this kind of problem if the people give their heart to the Lord and Jesus Christ comes, church will be gone. Just think, in that country, billions and millions of people gave their heart to Jesus Christ and became a Christian. They'll be gone. Now what will be destroyed? Only oil places and the buildings. The man's value is more than the whole world. If you give your life to Jesus Christ and God saved you, then you don't worry about your building and your money and wealth. You keep everything here. We have to go to heaven. All of this I am telling you, all these horrible things are coming. In the Bible we read seven seals. Seven seals happens, and the seven trumpets happens in the time of two witnesses. And that starts from the Revelation chapter 6 to Revelation chapter 11. And end of the Revelation chapter 11, you read that two woes are over. They were, Revelation chapter 8, it says three woes. Oh, woe, woe. And the two woes will be passed when the two witnesses will be gone. And this is happening after the two witnesses, the terrible time or great tribulation starts. And this is the last woe. This is the last problem. And we saw the spiritual Babylon will be gone and finished, and physical Babylon will be gone and finished. And then we see later on Christ will come. And we will be learning. Isaiah 63 says Jesus Christ will coming from Basra. Now if you know what the Basra is, most of the Muslim people, they know where the Basra is, but some worldly people do not know. But when we had the war with Iran, we learned Basra many times. So the word of God says Jesus Christ will coming from the Basra. We'll be learning that later on. But the point I'm making, seven seals, seven trumpet is over, and seven bowl is the last judgment that will be over, and that's all is going to finish within the chapter 18. And that's all called the wrath of God poured upon people. And who are the people? If you read Revelation chapter 16, verse 1 and 2, it really clearly says, those are the people who do not listen to God, who worship the devil, who worship the Antichrist, who worship his image. They took the numbers 666. Those are the people who will be suffering. So we have to warn the people. If you are a minister, read the Bible. Read the book of Revelation. Warn the people. There are some people are saying, well, church is not going to go through tribulation. And we will be there. And we will be warning people. We learn. There won't be any preacher. 144,000 people were sealed. They will be going for safety for 3.5 years. Now who will be preaching? Two witnesses will be gone. And the great tribulation, the angels will coming from heaven, and angels will be warning. Angels will be saying, don't take the number. Don't worship the idol. Don't worship the heathen God. Worship God. And they will warn the people, if you take the number, you will be doomed for eternity. And so this is not a joke. This is real. People should take it seriously. And the Christian people should be warned. Some people say, oh, I left behind. And there are some movies maybe left behind. There might be books are left behind. And they're comforting you. Oh, if you left behind, then you don't take the number. And you will be saved. And there will be churches going on and this and that. It's not that easy. Now we are in modern technology. Devil will know who has the Bible and who is reading and who is praying and who is denying their rules and regulations. They will come after them and they will force them to take the number. And as I said in Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, the people who really know that their loved ones are gone and they are left behind, those are the people who will say, I'm going to give my life. I'm not going to take the number. I'm not going to worship the beast. I'm not going to worship the image of the beast. And whatever the miracle they are doing, they are false and they are lying wonders. I'm going to believe in Jesus Christ. I'm going to believe the real God. And I want to go where my forefathers or mother or brothers or sisters are there. I don't want to be here. And that's why this preparation is all about. I do not want any Christian to be left behind. Accidentally they left behind, or purposely they left behind. They have one golden opportunity to give their life for Christ. And that's only one opportunity. Once you take the seal, once you take the mark, you cannot repent, you cannot be forgiven, you are doomed for eternity. So please, study your word. If you don't have a Bible, call. There are so many religious organizations will give the Bible free. I'll give a couple of names. Call TBN, they will give Bible free. Call CBN, they will give Bible free. Call us, we will give Bible free. And there are so many more people are ready to give you Bible. First of all, just start reading the John's Gospel. And then you start reading the New Testament. And then you start reading the Old Testament and New Testament. If you start reading the Old Testament in the beginning, you will get confused. So we give people only John's Gospel first. And then we give them the New Testament. The point I'm making, everything what I'm saying, it's in the Word of God. And if you start reading, God will speak to you and your life will be spared. We don't know how to go through this tribulation. Jesus Christ is coming to take his bride. Are you ready? If you are not ready, I'll give you a chance. Just call upon Jesus. Just say, oh Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me, deliver me, and set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray this prayer, your sins are forgiven, your names is written in heaven, and you are a child of God. Now the Bible has promised, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will be saved and your household. So now you have to work on your household. Tell them about Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed that you gave your heart to God. St. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you have to give your heart to Jesus and give the testimony. We learn that people can overcome by the mouth of word of their testimony and the blood of Jesus Christ. The God gives you power to witness. So please be strong in the Lord. Let me pray for you. I know you prayed a prayer from your heart. Jesus Christ already answered your prayer. Now I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these listeners. They are listening this carefully and willfully and want to know more about what God is going to do. But there is someone who never gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for those people. And the people who gave their heart today, bless them. Bless their family. Supply their needs. If anyone sick and afflicted, please touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. God heard our prayer. If you have any physical handicap, start doing the things which you were not able to do before. We will be doing some series on the healings and miracles later on. But right now, I tell you, the time is gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.